Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting second. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Juan Samuel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kurt Wilkerson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Kevin Koslowski. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rick Reed. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Sean Abner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sachs hits a fly ball into left field. Koslowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McFarlane strikes out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Joyner takes first base on ball four. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McRae hits a pop-up into center field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Koslofsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Wilkerson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Wilkerson steals second. Kevin Koslofsky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Koslofsky hits a fly ball into center field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Koslofsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abner strikes out. 2 outs. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Svium hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Svium for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0 for 1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Joyner hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Samuel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Samuel is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. 2 outs. Kurt Wilkerson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilkerson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilkerson hits a fly ball into center field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a pop-up towards short. Wilkerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abner is 0 for 1 in the game. Abner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Koslofsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koslofsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Koslofsky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sviem is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviem hits a line drive into right field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sachs is 0 for 2 in the game. Sachs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Samuel. Sachs reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Samuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Samuel. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson pinch runs for Dan Pasqua. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Koslofsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abner is 0-for-2 in the game. Abner hits a fly ball into right field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ventura moves to third. 2 outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ventura scores. Johnson scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sachs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sachs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lance Johnson now playing center field. Sean Abner now playing right field. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilkerson hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McRae takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Koslofsky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Koslofsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Koslofsky hits a ball on the ground for a single. McRae moves to second. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Shiflett now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Koslofsky. Thomas reaches second base with a double. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-3 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Samuel hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.